Hello everyone, and welcome to the April 2022 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. With me in the studio today are Dorothy Sneasby, Judy Hawkins, Tony Stimpson and Neil Haverson. Also here, as ever, is our sound recordist Tim Edwards. Spring is in the air now, and the editors of Let's Talk are urging us to make the most of it and get ready to relish the beauty of springtime once again. Unfortunately, Angie Kennedy cannot be with us today, but here's the familiar voice of Neil Haverson to kick off this edition.
We love this time of the year, when nature feels so full of life and hope. Late March, followed by April, bring longer and hopefully warmer days, and our trees and plants respond with blossom, buds and flowers. The soil, both in the garden and on the allotment, is drying out, having wintered well, and we can start to think about sowing seeds. The daffodils tell us spring is in the air. The snowdrops have been in full bloom for weeks. The shops are full of Easter goodies. The TV adverts talk of nothing but summer holidays. The sporting world offers us the US Masters, golf's greatest tournament. Aintree offers us the Grand National, National Hunt's racing most iconic traditional event. And the football season starts to unravel towards overall winners and losers, while the FA Cup final at Wembley is on the horizon. If you're a sports fan, there is no better time of the year. But even if you are not a gardening person or sports fan and spectator, this time of year still has so much going for it. It makes us feel so much more alive. Well, we've all made it through winter by moving our clocks forward an hour. In this pandemic-afflicted world full of worries about the cost of living, political shenanigans, countries challenging other countries, and some of the awful scenes we see in the news, nature brings us solace and hope. What can be better than starting to watch and to be part of the process that sees tiny seeds germinate into saplings and tiny plants, before potting them on to see them further develop into strong, healthy fruit, veg, flowers and shrubs? What can be better than having to cut the lawn and smelling the grass as it announces in its own way the arrival of more daylight and sunshine? What can be better than being able to enjoy the outdoors without layers upon layers of clothes, woolly hats, gloves and scarves? What can be better than making plans for the summer, but only after enjoying to the full the spring? We all keep getting older, but I always think it is worth being another year older just to savour the spring. Let's try not to miss or waste a moment of it.
Thank you, Neil, for that very positive exhortation.